Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our summary verses of the books of the Bible introduce us to the theme of each book of the Old and New Testament Scriptures, so that we might have a deeper appreciation and understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Thank you for joining us again today as we continue with our 66 summary verses of the Bible. Today, Pastor Mayhew will be introducing us to another minor prophet who prophesied around 650 BC, 650 years before the birth of Christ. Would you share with us today, Nathaniel, what our verse is, please?
We are considering the book of Nahum, and the verse that we are going to be focusing on is from the first chapter, chapter 1, verse 7. This is from the New King James Version. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust in him. You wouldn't notice it from this particular summary verse, Neil, but the book of Nahum is really a depiction of the ugliness of sin, particularly of the nation of Assyria. Now, if you're familiar with some of our Bible history, we've already talked about the prophet Jonah. The Lord sent the prophet Jonah to the city of Nineveh. Jonah didn't want to go, but the Lord got him there. And as a result of the preaching of Jonah, the city of Nineveh repented. Jonah didn't want to go, though, because he knew that God was going to use the Assyrians to judge his own people, Israel. Now that has all taken place. That has all happened exactly like the Lord wanted it to. The nation of Israel is now gone. And yet Assyria is the most powerful nation, but now they have fallen back into sin. And so now the Lord sends another prophet, Nahum, to the people of Assyria, to the city of Nineveh, to say that because they have once again rejected him, he is going to bring destruction upon them. Now, this verse that is our summary verse is a message to God's people. It's saying, yes, Assyria is powerful. Yes, it is destructive. Yes, it has destroyed Israel. Yes, you, Judah, you might feel like you're next. But the Lord says, the Lord is good. He is a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows those who trust in him. And it kind of reminds me of one of your favorite Bible stories, Neil. Hezekiah, as he sees the city of Jerusalem surrounded, and he's concerned about what's going to happen, but the Lord did not allow Jerusalem to fall. He wipes out the armies of Sennacherib, sends them back to Assyria. The Lord is a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows those who trust in him. The Lord is good. And so in this prophecy, Nahum is pointing out that the Lord's judgment is going to come upon the ungodly. Even though he has used the nation of Assyria, he is now going to bring his judgment upon Assyria because they again rejected him and turned back. And it's pretty amazing to read through the book of Nahum and see how clearly the words and the prophecies of Nahum were fulfilled almost to the letter as the Lord destroyed the city of Nineveh. And that would happen just in about 50 years from the time of Nahum.
Thank you very much for that, Nathaniel. God is good. If you're like me, you hear a lot of people talk about that or say that phrase or use that phrase very appropriately. It's kind of overstated plenty of times, but it's one of those statements that is so understated. And what I love about this verse from Nahum is that it's a lot more specific than that phrase, God is good, as we often remind our students that we need to be a little bit more specific. When we say God is good, let's actually call him by name. Let's call him the Lord, Jehovah, the triune God, Jesus Christ, our Savior. He is good. He is perfect. And so what we see here is this reminder from Psalm 46. You gave those excellent examples of Hezekiah, or you might think of Noah in the middle of the flood, or over and over, David and Goliath. You have all these examples in the Old Testament. How many of them come to your mind where God is good? The Lord is good for his people. And like Psalm 46 reminds us, he is a strong refuge in the day of any trouble. The Lord knows those who are his. I love that Jesus, our personified God, true man and true God, all in one, fully man, fully God, takes on our flesh and reminds us of these powerful words in his own words as our good shepherd. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And what does he promise us? He promises not only deliverance from this sin-filled world, but he promises deliverance to our eternal life in heaven. And so what a blessing it is to rejoice that our Savior knows who we are. I mean, we know him, even though we've never met him before. We know his voice, we know his word, and we know his promises to continue to come to us through his word, through his sacrament, and through the sacraments, and through the blessing of this love that we see in him, that we can call him good. And that's such an amazing thing to remember.
When we hear these verses, the Lord is a stronghold, it kind of reminds us of Psalm 46, the Lord is our refuge and strength. And Luther penned his famous battle hymn of the Reformation on those verses from Psalm 46. As you read through the verses of A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, which is that battle hymn, that was really Luther's way of encouraging himself in the difficulties of the Reformation by going back and trusting in the Lord in those difficulties of life, which is exactly what Nahum is doing in these verses. And when he would get discouraged, or his friend Philip Melanchthon would get discouraged, it said that Luther would say, "Philip, let us come and sing the 46th Psalm." And they would sing, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." And so I'd like to close with a couple of verses from that particular hymn. "A mighty fortress is our God, a trusty shield and weapon. He helps us free from every need that has us now or taken. The old evil foe now means deadly woe. Deep guile and great might are his dread arms in fight. On earth is not his equal. With might of ours cannot be done. Soon were our loss effected. But for us fights the valiant one, whom God himself elected. You ask, who is this? Jesus Christ it is, the Almighty Lord. And there's no other God. He holds the field forever. The word they still shall let remain, nor any thanks have for it. He's by our side upon the plain with his good gifts and spirit. And do what they will, hate, steal, hurt, or kill, though all may be gone, our victory is won. The kingdom ours forever." Amen. We invite you to listen for new books each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. We pray that you will be assured that God's word is pure and is more precious than gold.